I know it's here somewhere. Finally. Oh, it's time for the doc. You're listening to Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon. Take it away, doctor.
Well, it's that time again, and the doctor is in. It's time once again for Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon. I'm glad you could join me today. Today's going to be a really big show. We're going to stretch it out because we've got a lot to talk about. And all of it has to do with, well, not all of it, but a lot of it has to do with security. We're going to start off with something that's embarrassing for me. I mean, after all, I am Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon, which, by the way, we are proud members of the Tech Podcast Network, techpodcast.com. If it's tech, it's right here on Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon. We're also proud members of the International Association of Internet Broadcasters. It's been so long since I've said that, I almost forgot. Actually, I forgot to say it, and then I forgot to say the name of the organization correctly. It's been too long since I've done a true Dr. Bill Netcast. I've had some abbreviated ones, but this is a real one. Genuine. You can pinch me, and it's real. Actually, you can't pinch me. I pinched me for you, since you're not here physically. Okay. By the way, as you can tell, I have stabilized on my weight. I've lost a lot of weight, but I've stabilized on my weight. I am now at 185-ish, a little over today, which I'm not happy about, but I'm dieting a bit to resolve that. As you may or may not know, I've had some health issues over the past couple of years, which has slowed me down a bit, but I'm back. And while I am disabled from work, I can't work any longer. Physical type work, secular type work out in the real world, whatever you want to call it. I am still here in my house in front of a camera doing the Dr. Bill Show. Yes. You know, can't do much else, but I can sit in front of a camera for limited periods of time. Some people out there are going, good, it's limited. Anyway, yes, Fred, limited is good for some people. Fred is so nice. By the way, Fred is back. He's been out for a while. I mean, he said basically, after all, if you can't be on the show, I won't either. He's funny that way. Yes, you're right, Fred. He is a product of my imagination. If I'm not here, he can't be here. Anyway, we are proud members of the Tech Podcast Network and all that. And I'm embarrassed by this first item because I am Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon. I should know better than what happened, but it happened to me. Anyway, I was in a moment of weakness. I've had a lot of weakness lately. And so, I'll use that as an excuse. Now, what it was is I was looking for an editor for my Chromebook. This is my Chromebook Flip, which I'm using to guide me today on the show. But I was looking for a program, a Chrome extension that will allow me to edit text files. As you know, Chrome doesn't have an editor built in. And so I went to the Chrome Web App Store, extension store, whatever you want to call it, and looked at their text editors. And I saw one that looked promising, and I tried it, and it worked very well. I was so impressed with it. However, It had malware in it. And what the malware was malware that basically went out across the internet and talked to the people who were trying to mine bitcoins and set up my computer as a bitcoin miner. It used its CPU and GPU to mine bitcoins. So that hurt my performance. I noticed that. And then I was alerted by one of my little programs that alerts me to such naughtiness. Naughty. So then I had to find out what it was that infected me. And it turns out it was this little text Chrome extension. Ah! And it was such a nice little program, but I got rid of it. I deleted it. I cleaned up my PC with Malwarebytes anti-malware and super spyware getting rid of her thing and Hitman Pro. Took all of them to find and eliminate all of them, all of it, all of what it was. Yes. So I'm bummed about that. So I wrote an article about that to warn you that such things can happen even to the best of us, so to speak. Yes, Fred. I'm not even going to dignify that with a response. Boy, he's in a mood today. Anyway, the Google Pixel 2 XL. It's cool. I really like it a lot. Matter of fact, I ordered one, which is, it cost a lot of money. Because you know me, Dr. Bill doesn't settle. So I got the 128 gig completely black, or whatever they call it, totally black, just black, I don't know, whatever they call their black. But it's all black, because I like things all black. I got a black shirt, black hat, you know. I mean, I like black things. For the record, I like black people, too. My best friend is African-American. Hey, Chucky. Charles Daniel, we call him Chucky. He runs a website called ChuckyDaniel.com, if you'd like to go over there and see his website. He's a geezer like myself, but we stick together. He's my bro. So, he likes to say that we're brothers from another mother. I'm down with that. And I like to get in touch with my essential blackness when I talk to him. Some of you are going, that's politically incorrect, Dr. Bill. Well, I don't care. I'm a geezer. I get to do things like that. More or less. And for all of you African-American folk out there, I'm down with the struggle, so to speak. You say, boy, you're white as a sheet. Yes, I am. Matter of fact, Chucky posted something. I think it was Chucky. Maybe it was his wife. I think it was his wife. Posted on Facebook one of those things, you know, that you do for fun. And it said, name a famous Jack. So everybody was naming Jack in the Box and different people named Jack Benny, you know, different things. So I said, Cracker. Get it? Cracker Jack. And then I said, oops. See, it's just my sense of humor. Deal with it. It's politically incorrect. Okay, I'm in trouble now. Hopefully I'm not. Hopefully y'all take it in the spirit in which it is given, which is frivolity. I'm all for the frivolity and the silliness, as you well know. Okay, Google Pixel 2. Boy, did I get sidetracked. Anyway, Google Pixel 2, I got one on order, 128 gig, basic black, totally black, whatever they call it, and it's coming with a Google Home Mini, which is going to be fun to play with. I'm going to show that on the show. I'm going to show the Pixel 2 on the show. It's going to be awesome. I am so looking forward to it. It's going to ship on the 22nd of this month, October 22nd, and then I should get it around the 25th. So stay tuned. Tune yourself up for that. Yes. Star Wars is coming. Star Wars The Last Jedi. I'm looking because I forgot. The Last Jedi with Luke training Rey and the dude that's the bad guy, Snoke, and Ben Solo, but he's not Ben Solo actually anymore. He's... I can't think of his name. I'm sorry. I lost my Star Wars cred. I really can't think of his name. It'll come to me later, and then I'll go, oh, yeah. Anyway, that video, official trailer video, is out. It is linked on my blog. Go to the blog, drbill.tv, drbill.tv, as it says there on the screen. And you will be able to watch the video of the trailer. Yes. There's a good deal for classic gamers. Are you a classic gamer? I am not exactly a classic gamer because I'm not much of a gamer. I played games back in the days when it was Pong. I go back that far. Yes, I do. But I also played one called Starfire. I was the world... This is the truth. I'm not making this up. I was the world champion in a program called Starfire. It got published in the Radio Shack Color Computer Magazine with a picture of my screen showing the highest score ever attained. It was in the millions on Starfire. It was a little game that was a 2D shooter game. And I'm sure most people are going, what? It was a very obscure game. It was on the color computer. Don't judge me. Anyway, for you real classic gamers out there that like to play the old Nintendo games, the NES Classic Edition is going to be available again. The little bitty mini one that came out at $69 and they ran out and people started buying them on eBay for $1,000. Well, now Nintendo's is producing them again. Start to say reproducing them. They're producing them again, but this time they say for real, honestly, we're going to have enough. But they raised the price to $89. They know a good thing when they see it. So that's going to be out the end of this year, the beginning of next year, 2018-ish. So stay tuned for that. You may actually start seeing them in stores soon. I heard a rumor that some people already bought one. Not me. And not my son, the Game Master. But others are saying that. Okay. You can now read your Kindle in a tub. What? That is, you could if you had the new Kindle, which is waterproof. The Kindle, what do they call it? It's a premium, it's called a Kindle Oasis, a premium Kindle that is waterproof. Yay. My Kindle isn't waterproof. As a matter of fact, my Kindle isn't really, I don't really use my Kindle. I have one. I have a Kindle Fire. Old original first edition Kindle Fire Color Edition Kindle. My wife has the paper white one, which she really loves. She reads it every night. But as for me, I use the Kindle app on all of my stuff. On my Chromebook, which I use more than pretty much anything else. And on my other PCs, like my notebook, my Dell notebook. So here's another security thing that I'm really bummed about. It's called Crack, with a K, K-R-A-C-K, Crack. So this way, if you're on crack, you're in bad shape for a lot of reasons, not just because you're on crack, which is bad, but no, you have been exploited by the exploit called crack. If you have open Wi-Fi or you have Wi-Fi, open Wi-Fi, you're pretty much doomed. But if your Wi-Fi is even secured, but it's secured with WPA2, which mine is. I use WPA2. It's always been the highest level of encryption for your Wi-Fi. It's the one you want to use. Except now it's got an exploit called crack. And people can get into it. Now, admittedly, it's mainly on Android operating systems and, I'm ashamed to admit this, Linux. I know, hard to believe. My buddy that I used to work with before I was disabled at work, could have had to leave work, I always talk about him. He's a character. And he is gloating, I'm sure, because it's Linux. He's a big Windows guy, and I'm a big Linux guy. But the exploit does work in Linux, and it does work in Android. I have details on the blog showing even a video of how it bypasses WPA security. More to come on that, because this is bad. And a lot of people are talking about it. Security folk. Okay? So I'll have more as it comes along. There's a patch being developed. I think it may already be out. But as soon as it is, and as soon as you see your router update come in, boy, you should use it. Same thing with all your other Wi-Fi stuff. Speaking of security, though, you need to use VPN for your safety and security. Yes, now more than ever, net neutrality has gone bye-bye. I'm bummed about that, too. But here's the thing. The government, that's with a G-U-B, government, M-I-N-T, they decided to take away net neutrality. The Congress critters got together and said, oh, hey, Comcast and all those folks, give us money. All the folks out there that like net neutrality, they don't give us money. So we're going to take away their net neutrality. I'm bummed about that. Really. But here's the thing. VPN will save the day. You can be anonymous. Anonymous. You can, where they won't be able to track you. They won't be able to track your VIP address. They won't be able to steal your data. You'll be working through an encrypted tunnel. I like that. That's more secure. So what VPN would you use? You may ask me. Well, I'll tell you. There's a company called Private Internet Access, PIA. And I use their product. I even pay for it with real money that I didn't grow in the backyard on a tree. No, real actual American money that I paid for this. But they have a great thing because you can pay for it and you can secure all your systems with it. Like my laptop and my Chromebook and all that, because it works as a Chrome plugin. I like that. You can also install it locally on a Windows PC and on Mac. So I've installed it on my Mac. I've installed it on my Windows box. But the big thing is I always use Chrome, and with the Chrome plugin extension, you can use PIA, and it will put you in a tunnel, connect you elsewhere in the world, so nobody knows where you're coming from, and hide your IP address. And the thing I like about PIA is they don't keep logs. So if the government contacts them and says, that Dr. Bill is secretly a bad guy. I'm not. But if they said that, and they told PIA, and PIA would say, well, dude, you can't get any logs from us. We don't keep logs. So that, you know, they're good with the government. They don't keep logs. It's right there in their statement. So the government can't say anything about it because they'll go, oh, well, okay. They may be ticked off, but they'll say okay because there's no logs. There's nothing to give them. So you're completely protected. They ain't getting my guns and they ain't getting my bits. You know, if I had guns. Anyway, so you need a really good VPN. I'm telling you. Now, there's further good news. Google is changing Chrome, adding to Chrome, the browser, to put in an antivirus, anti-malware, anti-rootkit thing just for Chrome. Now, it won't protect your whole computer. For that, you need your own antivirus, your own anti-malware, and I use something else, which I was going to mention too. I may wait until the next program to really go into detail, but it's something called Voodoo Shield that will alert me if anybody tries to change anything on my PC. I'll do a demo of that on the next show. But for now, let's just say I've got lots of stuff on my PC that protects me from the bad guys. And there's lots of bad guys out there. And I'm annoyed with them. But at any rate, Google is adding this to Chrome. Just found out about it today. It's going to be awesome. Now, obviously, I'm not going to just rely on that. But every layer of protection there is good. I don't practice unsafe computing. So there you go. Now, there's one other thing that I wanted to mention. Let me look. I rattled my camera. I knew that was going to happen. Let me go in here. I love my touchscreen on my... come on. On my Chromebook. Here we go. Oh, yeah. GoDaddy. That's what it is. This bug let a researcher bypass GoDaddy's site security tool. Now, their site security tool is something called Security Firewall, which I use on my sites. I like it a lot. It's awesome. GoDaddy recently bought Security. I didn't know that until today. And I'm a GoDaddy customer, so maybe they'll give me a discount next time. I hope so. Anyway, a widely used security tool owned by web hosting provider GoDaddy, designed to prevent websites from being hacked, was easily bypassed, putting the websites at risk of data theft. Now, they're going to, or have, or in the process of updating the Security, S-E-C-U-R-I, Security web firewall to get where this exploit won't work. So it will soon be patched and updated. It won't be an issue. But for today, right now, bummer. So this sad, sorry, security edition of the Dr. Bill Show is finally over. Yes, Fred. Fred, why don't you go do something else? I'm in a mood. All this stuff happening and the security stuff and people accessing programs, bypassing them that I normally use, that I trust, that I like. It's a sad day in that regard. But it's a good day that I'm back more officially. How do you like my voice? My voice is better. It's not that voice out there, you know, where I was like, you can't understand what I'm saying. No, the old Dr. Bill voice is back, as I like to call it, the FM DJ voice. You're listening to WFR.org, Word of Faith Radio. That's an actual station that I do work for. WFR.org is a Christian station, and I run their servers for them as a volunteer, and it's good stuff. So if you're looking for a Christian station, check out WFR. There's also a healing channel station, so there's actually two. I run both of them right back there, right back there. As a matter of fact, there's a stack of nooks. Right, I think it's right here. Stack of nooks that are running the stations. One of them is Chucky's station. He calls his station the Life Train. He plays smooth jazz and other things. It's loud a lot of the time when I check it. No offense, Chucky, it is when I check it. But he's got some good stuff on there. So check out ChuckyDaniel.com and the Life Train. Check out WFR. We got a lot of stuff going on. Okay? And remember until next time that the doctor is out of here. Yeah, I know. I cut my eyes because I was looking at the screen rather than the camera.
Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon, is a production of DrBillBailey.net with all the honors, rights, and privileges thereunto appertaining.